New York's attorney general is suing Juul, the nation's largest manufacturer of electronic cigarettes, saying the deceptive and misleading marketing of its e-cigarettes has contributed to the youth vaping epidemic in New York State. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Attorney General Tish James says the skyrocketing increase in the number of teenagers vaping has become a major health crisis that needs to be fought on multiple fronts.
Today, we are taking action by announcing a comprehensive lawsuit against Juul Labs, Incorporated.
The lawsuit claims that the company violated business laws that prohibit false advertising and is seeking damages of $5,000 for each instance of deceptive marketing practices. It also alleges that Juul is in violation of public health laws that forbid the sale of tobacco-related products to minors and is seeking civil penalties of $1,000 for each instance of a sale of the company's products to underage buyers. The lawsuit also wants Juul to pay into an abatement fund to help remedy the harm it has allegedly caused due to increased teen vaping. The New York lawsuit comes a day after the state of California took Juul to court for allegedly targeting minors. The state of North Carolina has already taken legal action. James says the last straw for her came after a 17-year-old from the Bronx died in October from a lung ailment connected to vaping.
I can't not sit back and allow this to continue to occur in the state of New York, particularly after the death of a young person in the Bronx, which was due to vaping.
The lung ailment has sickened over 1,000 people across the country and resulted in 34 deaths. The illness is so far linked to black market marijuana vaping products, but researchers still don't know for certain the exact cause. The Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids praised the attorney general's action. The group's Matt Myers says in the past 2 years, the percentage of high school students who vape has more than doubled, and the number of middle school students who use e-cigarettes has tripled.
It is the most rapid rise in kids addicted to nicotine or any other substance in the more than 40 years the federal government has been measuring drug abuse in our country.
Adam Fine, principal of the East Hampton High School on Long Island, says 65% of the 900 students in his school are vaping. He says teachers and other staff spend a significant amount of time trying to prevent kids from using e-cigarettes in school.
It is interfering on every aspect of school day, whether it be teaching, whether it be what my assistant principals do, what my paraprofessionals in the hallways do. They're attending to this while other things are not being attended to.
Juul, in a statement, says the company is already taking steps to curb illegal teen use of its products. It has stopped filling orders for mint-flavored e-cigarettes in the U.S. and suspended all of its advertising. And the company in mid-October stopped selling flavored e-cigarettes. Juul says it's also working on developing new technology to reduce the use of its products by teens, and it wants to work cooperatively with James and other state attorneys general and earn the trust of society. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.